I'm disappointed. I'm absolutely disappointed because I don't think that they've had to work hard to get the win. I think the first goal from a free kick was a one in a million strike.
Anything any of the players could have done about it?
I think we can get closer. I think in the first half we were okay and we looked okay. We've created a lot of chances again and not been clinical enough. Ball's been in decent areas quite a bit. It was a scruffy match really, conditions and the pitch and you know the way that they set about the job made it so. But now I think 10 yards deeper in the second half. And gave them the opportunity to put balls into the penalty area with a little bit more quality than they had in the first half. So, although we dealt with everything in the first half, we've got to be prepared to fight. You know, you've got to be prepared to fight. And I'll certainly be looking at that and look at what I can do to change that for the next time out. Because it wasn't us. It's not what we've been about. And I can't let that slide any longer.
What do you put it down to?
It's the game. You games come in thick and fast, and all love that. You know, everybody loves that, especially when you're winning. The games come in thick and fast when you're not is good because it gives you the opportunity to turn that round. But we've got to start picking points up properly. You know, I think there's no time for panic. Absolutely not. I think we've got we've certainly got a squad that's capable of picking results up, and we've seen that over the last 3 or 4 months. And we've just got to get back to grinding out results when it isn't going in the net for us, for whatever reason. Now, we've just found goals a little bit difficult to come by of late. You know, Tuesday night was different. We found those two goals, and two really, really good goals. And we played some good stuff today. We played some good stuff. We got into good areas and weren't clinical enough when we got into those positions. And I think, you know, I feel like a broken record at the moment because I'm saying the same things week in, week out. You know, those are the things that we can't do anything about on the touchline. What we've got to do is we've got to be, you know, if they're not going in, we've got to make sure they're not going in at the other end, and we can't do that at the moment. So whichever pairing, we've got to try and get a pairing in there that are quite happy not to concede goals. So
is that,
you know,
concern?
So certainly food for thought. But yeah, of course it's a concern.
Yeah. In particularly defensively, that's a worry for you right now, obviously.
I say it's a worry, it's a concern. We don't want to concede goals, we want to try and improve that. And obviously, obvious reasons for that. You know, we've got a youngster in there that's learning his trade. You know, and Niall, who's come in and he's done pretty well. You know, I think we still need that aggression, we still need that leader. So, you know, like I say, it's food for thought for me. I've still got Miguel, who's chomping at the bit to play, and I'll be looking to try and stem the flow of goals against us.
Mm. Well, some people might see your best centre-half partnership this season has been Andy Boyce and Miguel Lira. How tempted are you to look at that again?
Well, the truth of it is that we've not kept clean sheets, whichever the pairing. You know, so we're trying to play and trying to pass the ball out. And the ones that are prepared to do that and are better at that are the two that the current incumbents. So, you know, we've got a week to think about it, to work on things, and give them a bit of work to try and stop those goals flying in. You know, it's as simple as that. It's as simple and as difficult as that because, you know, clearly we've not been good enough to stop the ball going into our net.
Mm. And that leads me on to the second goal in quick succession after the first one. What did that do to the team?
Well, the nature of the first goal shocked the team. You know, the nature of the first goal flying in like it did. I mean, it's a great strike. If you see that tonight and you're not a Scunthorpe fan, you'll think it's a great finish. And it was. You know, it's just disappointing the way that it flew in the top corner. And then the response from that was we tried to go up the field and get the goal back, which is in our nature. When that didn't happen, you know, the ball finally finds its way wide, and the ball comes into the box, and we certainly haven't dealt with it well enough. The three players there, there's Alex, there's Jordan, and there's the goalkeeper, and we've got to between us talk and sort it out and be aggressive and come and claim that ball. So that effectively it's killed the game off, even though we've still tried to go and get forward and we've tried to get balls into good areas and get a goal back in the, in this game. But it just wasn't to be today. I think we could have played until midnight and not scored a goal, which is frustrating.
You've got a rare week now before the next game. It's Sheffield United, who likewise have been beaten today at home, but they are playoff contenders right now. What does this leave you thinking about for that game?
This game is these are one-off games. You know, the one-off games. We can on any given day go and score goals and play well, and we've just got to get back to that. There's, like I said, there's no panic. There's a disappointment, certainly disappointment from me. Nobody likes losing games, but at the end of it, you've got to deal with that, and that's part and parcel of football. And we've just got to get back to doing what we do well, which we will do, and get out and try and get a good result against another, like you say, another promotion contender.
Speaking of fixtures, Bradford have drawn today in their FA Cup tie against Reading. It now means your midweek game a week on Tuesday is going to be...
Right. Gives us a bit of a breather.
I was going to say, do you welcome that, actually?
I think at this stage we possibly do, yeah, because there's been a lot of games. There's a bit of injury. We've been without Tom Hopper today because of his broken toe. There's no union there, so he's got to have a little bit of time out. So that will give us a little bit more time to try and get him back fit. You know, it's been a shame. He did it against Leighton Orient, and I don't think it's any coincidence. He's tried really hard and give it his all. He hasn't scored since that game. So it's a tough one. It's a blow. It gives us a chance to have a look at Kyle. I thought Kyle did well when he came on. I thought, you know, in the wider striker role, which gave me a chance to get Paddy down the middle of the team. But you know, we've got one or two others. I mean, Bish is carrying a knock. He's been out for two games. Obviously, with his suspension, he's come back. He's carrying a hernia, or the development starting of a hernia. So, you know, these are the wear and tear injuries. So, yeah, it gives us a little bit of time to try and do the running repairs we need to get him on the field.
Is that why you didn't start with him today?
Well, I think that Tuesday night was a decent performance from the midfield. And when you look at that, you've got to try and be fair and give him an opportunity. You know, hindsight's brilliant. You know, if everybody could pick teams in hindsight, you don't lose the game. But we don't. You know, I think we've done okay in this game. We've created chances, and we've just got him on to give him to get him some minutes under his belt before we come out again against Sheffield United. So, you know, it gets him back ticking over again.
How long do you think Tom will be?
A couple of weeks, maybe. But again, he's going to need. That's going to need constant reviewing and obviously x-rays just to make sure that the union's taking place.
And final one, you mentioned Kyle. Is he ready for a start if you went that way?
Well, who knows? Who knows? I think he's done okay today. I think he's shown that he's competent. And that's very important. You know, I think we've just got to get back to it, back to running hard and chasing down opponents and playing the football that we know we're capable of playing, and the results will come.